This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abayim. So, we were not zoicha to get together last 2 weeks, so we have three blot we want to say on. Hopefully, we'll try to do so expeditiously. First, we begin with Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, this will be for Daf Ayin Zayin, discusses the fantastic account of the practice of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who, even though Rabbi Yochanan would warn people from being near the flies of Balei Ra'asan, Balei Ra'asan were a type of Mukei Shchin. There are 24 types of Mukei Shchin, and Balei Ra'asan were the most severe of all, and Rabbi Zera would not sit in their wind space, Rabbi Lezer would not go in their tent, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi would not eat from the egg of the alley, Rabbi Shua ben Levi would attach himself to these people, and he would be Oisek B'Toyra. He cited the Pasuk, Ayeles Ahavim V'Yalas Chin, a beloved gazelle that engenders grace, that if Toyra gives grace to those who learn it, certainly it will protect those who learn it from this very debilitating and disgraceful illness. Fine. The question, though, is, the question the Achronim ask, is that it's a life-threatening disease. How is Rabbi Shua ben Levi allowed to put his life in jeopardy? So you'll say, well, shluchei mitzvah einon nizakin. The problem, though, is that does not apply if it's what is called shchicha hezeka. If it's shchicha hezeka, we do not apply the principle of shluchei mitzvah einam nizakim. So let's begin with this question. Let's see. Do you see the Marmar Kaimais? No.
Yes.
You do see it. You see it now? Marmar Kaimais?
Yeah?
Okay. So, that's the question. Who asked this question? Many Achronim. Let's start with Rabbi Chan Wasserman in the Kovet Shiurim Simen Reish Ayin Zayin. Says Rabbi Chan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Michrach Behu V'asik B'Taira. V'kasha Haksiv V'yoymer Shmuel Eich Eilech V'shama Shol V'hargeni. How could I go anoint David? Shaul will hear and he'll kill me. What do you mean? You have a mitzvah to do it. Won't the mitzvah protect you? From there we see, Deheched Eshkech Chazeka Leisam Chinan Aha Deshluchei Mitzvah Einan Nizoken. From here we see that if the Hezek is likely, we cannot rely on the principle that Shluchei Mitzvah will not be harmed. Says Rabbi Chanan, the only way to address this question is to be mechalik between mitzvahs and Torah. Says Rabbi Chanan, Mitzrach Lamer Dezeho Dafka B'Shar Mitzvahs. The din that Shluchei Mitzvah Einan Nizakim is only by other mitzvahs. Avalimo Torah Shani. But learning Torah is different. Ukedialef mi kavachomer. Because Lima Torah, we make a kavachomer. That if chein male al loimdeha agune agni loikoshekein. Now, let's get something straight. Was this actually a life-threatening illness? Did the Gemara say that people die because of it? No. The Gemara just said that it causes the nose to run and the mouth to run and there are flies around you. It sort of distorts the regular features of a person. So somehow you're allowed to rely on this kavah chomer that if imchein mala aloim deha agune loy magna, certainly it should protect. This is the answer of Bachan. Rochana is mechalik between shar mitzvahs and limarat Torah. There's a perush on the side of the Ein Yaakov. It's called Ahavas Eisan. You ever see the Ein Yaakov? The Ein Yaakov is a collection of the Agada Togemaras. And on the side, you have a perush, Ahavas Eisan. And he also asks Rabbi Chanan's question. He says, Amnam Yishol Daktik, De'ich Tnan, De'ich Togein Al HaKorech B'Vali Rosan. How could Torah protect those who cling to Balei Rasan, Hashchiach Hazeka, But the hezek is very common. V'aminam b'psachim, de'heichad ashkiyach hezeka, afil shulchem mitzvah nizoyken. The Gemara Psachim says that where the damage is likely, even shulchei mitzvah could get harmed. Says the Avaseisan v'nirali, de'hagana de'toira adifa mi mitzvah u'megina av heichad ashkiyach. He says, Rabbi Chanan Zisoid, that Torah protects even where a mitzvah can't, and therefore, even where a hezek is shchiach, it could protect. That's the exact same answer as Rabbi Chanan. But then the Avos Eisan says, a chidush oyom v'noira. You ready for this? This is one of the biggest chidushim I ever saw. That the din of Ein Soimchen al Anes maybe applies to mitzvahs and maybe it applies to Torah as well. V'oid, delimud la'acherim havezuchus gadol uvazeh osi shapir desamach al Anes. When it comes to teaching Torah to others, we do not apply the rule of Ein Soimchen al Anes. Ay, afagav deba'al mekaimel and Ein Soimchen al Anes, dahainu b'yachid. To teach Torah publicly, you're allowed to rely on miracles. There's no teva. You're allowed to rely on an es. Ukamashikasa b'sefer mitzudas David. V'gabe Rabbi Shua ben Levi hayot soirach rabim. The rabim needed him lalamdam. V'hainu sheheishiv malchamaves l'Rabbi Chanina bar Papi miyich rachis b'bali rosan. That's what the Malchamava said to Rab Papi. Do you cling to Bali Rasan? Krebi Shur ben Levi, mashma, the shapir of it. It's mashma that he is doing proper. V'hainu k'masha kosav, mishum lelamed la'achirim. He was teaching others. V'zeh shekosav b'avodizora, the Malchamava's oyhev lemelamed la'achir. You hear this? In other words, there's mitzvah. Talmud Torah is greater than a mitzvah. Talmud Torah l'rabim is even greater than that. That you could rely on a miracle. Ah, oh, says Avos Eisan uvezel si shapir deloy tikshi mi deisa b'baba kama. With this, it comes out well not to ask. We find in Baba Kama the hamoyser asmai lamaves al derech Torah al dvar Torah in oimrim halacha b'shmai. And Baba Kama, we find that someone who gives up his life for Torah, we don't say over Torah in his name. That's where the Hasam Loi have a rak tzarch mamain. That's if he's giving up to make money. V'loi dami l'dahacha to have a tzarch tamatar derabim. And not only that, we know Talmud Torah is greater than saving someone else's life. So if it supersedes saving someone else's life, certainly. Or also, it would supersede saving your own life. Oy da amrinu b'megola. Gadol tamatar me'atzalos nefashos. And says, the Avos Eisan chidush, that which the Gemara Megillah says, tamatar is greater than atzalos nefashos, that's tamatar derabim. Degabe mordechai koi, shahay melami la'achirim. So it comes out, according to this chidush of the Avos Eisan, that the reason why Rabbi Shua ben Levi was able to give up his life is because he was doing it to teach Torah la'rabim. Ah, you're now in Soimchen al Anes. To teach Torah to Rabbim, you're allowed to be Soimchen al Anes. It would come out then, what would be if somebody is a Rebbe, and they have to travel up north to give shir? Are you allowed to endanger your life to give a shir? So Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein in the Chashukei Chemed says, from here we see that if you're a Rebbe and missiles are flying in the north, in the Galil, meos pigazim. I don't know exactly what a pigaz is. Maybe look it up. But I assume it's a missile. If the pigazim are flying, are you allowed to travel to give a shir? Says Reb Zilberstein, la'or zois mutter lemagid shir linsoya lelame Torah gam be'es nefilas ha-pigazim. The Chavetz Chaim also said, "Letzarech lima Torah." We know that even though you're now to give up more than your fifth of your money, because beusha skino hamavazvez alivazvez yosim echoimesh, that's for regular tzedaka, not for Talmud Torah. I don't think that has any bearing on this, but based on this Gemara in Ksubais, the Chashuke Chemed wants to say that you'd be allowed to endanger your life to give a shir. Okay, now I would like to present an original answer to this question. I don't know why it's not given. I didn't see it anywhere. But first let's extrapolate based on this approach. There's a Meshech Chachma at the end of Parshas Truma who says that not only are you allowed to give up your life, for Talmud Torah Derabim, you're required to give up your life. Because we find, for those learning Masechta Megillah, Yehoshua was punished for not engaging in Torah at the time of war. So Rav Sternbach interprets this, that not mamish you have to give up your life to teach Tarbut Rabim, but if it's not a outright sakana, it's a quasi-sakana, so then, since the Torah is magni umatzli, then you would have to risk your life. You should.
Do we differentiate between traveling to go to teach versus teaching in and of itself?
Well, look, if you'd even be allowed to travel, certainly you'd be allowed to teach, right?
When you're traveling, it could be you're not in the learning, or do we include the traveling as part of the learning?
Right, but, you know, I guess Reb Zilberstein is saying a chiddush, not only could you teach, you could even travel, right? That would be an even bigger chiddush. Rav Sternbach brings brings a story. There was a family in Minsk in Russia that, during communism, they were goyzer not to teach Tarbut Rabim. And the Yabuskim were overseeing that this should be maintained. And the Gedolim considered a shashmad. And they passed him to teach Torah B'Sesar, even though it's Sakanas Mavesh. Because anyone who was caught was sent immediately to Siberia. And they did this for many years. And they were taken. And he brings Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer supported them, and Rav Avram Elio Meislis led the yeshiva for many years. Okay, very interesting. Bottom line is, Rav Chanan Wasserman says that it's not for teaching Tav Rabim. Torah is different than mitzvahs. By mitzvahs we say, Ein Soim Chanal Anis. By mitzvahs we say, B'makam D'Shriya Chazeka Shani. By Torah not. But the Avas Eison is saying, no, it's not a din in Torah, it's a din in Torah, Talmud Torah, Berabim. The Sefer Chassidim brings, Misha halach l'meirachayk l'moid v'haderach meshubeshes. Someone's going on a far road, and it's a corrupt road. There are robbers on the road. There are terrorists on the road. Or they're kidnappers, and then the communities have to redeem them. About such a person who travels, we say, Yesh tzaddik oyved b'tzidka. He should have waited a little bit until the danger passes. And the Sefer Chassidim says, he applies what Shmuel said to Shaul, what Shmuel said, that Shaul will find out and he'll kill me. And we don't say, Shluchim mitzvah einu nezakim, because makam hezek, makam d'shriach hezek, shani. Okay, bottom line is, so far we've seen a number of approaches. Rav Yashav in his Ha'aras on Shas says like this. He asks, how could Rav Yashav and Lev learn with these people? You can't even eat eggs there. So he says an answer. Rav Aaron Cutler says a similar answer. Mavur hacha de Rabbi Shua ben Levi de asak b'tayra l'shma uva kedusha v'tahara. The Rabbi Shua ben Levi who was oisek in tayra l'shma with kedusha, with tahara, for him it was not a sakana. And for him, that was not considered being nichnas l'sakana. But for someone else to, it would be a problem. In other words, I think what Rabbi Yosef is saying is, and Rabbi Aaron Kuller says a similar thing, that Rabbi Shimon Levi was on a level of bitachon that for him, he wasn't concerned, he didn't have to worry. Him, on his level, it was okay. I want to present an approach. I don't know why this is not said. There's a Rashi on the Gemara here that I think learns the whole sugya differently. So thus to review, the kasha is, how could Yeshua ben Levi put himself in danger? Rabbi Chanan says, Torah is different. The Avos Eisan says, Talmud Torah de Rabbim is different. Rabbi Yashiv and Aaron Kuller said, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi are different. Let's go with the approach of Rabbi Chanan for a moment, that it's either din in Talmud Torah or the approach of the Avos Eisan is a din in teaching Torah. I think there's a factor here that's being overlooked. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Mi ichraches vali rasan vasakti b'tar." You know, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, he also, he wanted the Yetzihara to show him his spot in Olam Haba. So the Yetzihara, the Malach HaMavis says, okay, you keep everything, do you even hang around Bali Rasan? So Rashi says, why did Rabbi Shua ben Levi hang around Bali Rasan? It's very simple, Rashi. Mi ichrachet v'bali rasan misakta b'toira k'dahava avid ihu, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, shahaya misakin b'nafshoi l'chabed es ha-toira. He endangered himself to honor the toira. What are we going to do with that? Rashi doesn't say he endangered himself to teach toira. He endangered himself to honor the toira. How is he honoring the Torah? He was showing that Torah has such power, so it extends such grace to those who learn it, that nothing could harm a person who is learning it. And the proof is, I will learn with those who have the most despicable illness, and I will retain my charm. Now I want to share with you a Gemara Megillah on Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Gemara is discussing that what's greater. The Gemara wants to know what's greater, Talmud Torah or Hakravas Tamidim? So we know the Malach came to Yahushua and he said, Atabasi, I came now. I came now. Because the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that you're allowed to be Mevatel Torah to hear the Megillah? The Gemara says, Kal v'chomer from the Avoida. Avoida is chomer. Talmud Torah loy kol shekein. We make a Kal v'chomer that if you're Mevatel the Avoida for the Megillah, certainly you're Mevatel Torah. So Gemara says, really? Avoida is more chomer than Torah? But the Malach criticized Yehoshua more for not learning than for not bringing karbanos. So Gemara says, that's not a raya. That's because Talmud Torah de Rabim. But Talmud Torah de Yachid? Not. Talmud Torah de Yachid, Avoida is more chomer. The Gemara has a kasha. No, but even Talmud Torah of a Yachid is more important than the Avoida. Says Gemara, Kavoy Torah! Kavoy Torah diyachid chamor! Talmud Torah diyachid kal! Kavoy Torah is greater than Talmud Torah. Did you know that? That even though the greatest mitzvah is learning Torah, it's more important to honor Talmidei Chachamim even than learning. It's a Gemara. Kavoy Torah is greater than Talmud Torah. I would suggest that this sugya, you can't prove that you're allowed to endanger yourself for a mitzvah, you can't prove you're allowed to endanger yourself for learning, and you can't prove you're allowed to endanger yourself for teaching. Look at Rashi. What happened to good old Rashi? Rashi says that the intention of Rabbi Shua ben Levi was to honor the Torah. How is he honoring the Torah? He wanted to show the world the power of Torah. not to be mekayim the mitzvah of learning or teaching. He was being mechabed the Torah. Mechabed the Torah, you could put yourself in sakana for. To honor the Torah, you could put yourself in sakana for. So it would come out, if there was a Talmud Chacham, and there were bullets flying, you could endanger your life to honor him. Couldn't endanger your life to learn or to teach, according to this approach. I didn't see anyone who says it, but I think Rashi's saying it. Those are the words of Rashi. I don't think Rabbi Shimon Levi was doing this for Harbatzas Torah. You know, who's going to teach the Balei Rasan? Well, that's what it was. There was no one else in Klal Yisrael to teach. He couldn't find a teenager who needed some extra tutoring. He had to teach this guy. You'll say, well, nobody else could teach this guy. Somebody else could. Rashi seems to indicate it's a din in Kavadat Torah. Kavadat Torah, we already know, is greater than Talmud Torah. That's how I see it. Anyway, this is a very interesting sugya. There's more to it. We're going to move on to Ayin Ches, okay?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.